This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. There were reports early this morning that Black Friday was actually off to a bit of a chill start. People were not breaking down doors and getting in fights in the parking lot. I mean, why bother when sales are just a click away online? Research from Adobe predicts online sales will jump 20% this Black Friday over last year. But wait, this is not that story, because some shoppers are still headed out into the parking lots and the physical stores. And it's not the shoppers you might think. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino with more on that one.
The crowds were thin at a downtown shopping district in Pasadena, California this morning, but 18-year-olds Elena Osterman and Jolene Murphy were out deal hunting.
Yeah, we've never been Black Friday shopping before, yeah, so we thought we'd try it, but it seems kind of not a thing anymore.
But it turns out it is still a thing with people their age. A survey by the National Retail Federation found the demographic most likely to shop in-store this Black Friday were also the youngest, known as Generation Z, the oldest of which are now in their late teens and early 20s.
This is the first generation of true digital natives, so it really stands out to us how much they embrace the store.
Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says despite or maybe because of younger consumers' reliance on technology, they view shopping in person as entertainment and a social activity.
And that's social whether they're there physically with other people or sharing what they're doing in the store through their social channels.
Black Friday particularly appeals to Gen Z's love of deals, according to Jason Dorsey with the Center for Generational Kinetics. Of course, being young, they don't have a ton of money, but he says they also were influenced by growing up during the Great Recession.
Gen Z was old enough to understand what was going on, to feel the anxiety, the stress, and the pressure of it, and yet they were young enough for it to still change their values.
But he says this generation has high expectations for convenience, and many end up just pulling out their phone while in store if they encounter long lines or better prices online. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
All right, so how did this consumer tradition of Black Friday come into being, you might ask? Well, we've got all the details on the history on our Alexa skill. If you've got an Echo device, just say, make me smart, and take a listen.